I'm Jeff Carrier. Kudos to President Donald Trump because he's done it again, defied expectations. You know, months ago, people were saying that he was being too bellicose toward North Korea, that he was treating Kim Jong-un the wrong way, too mean toward the dictator of North Korea. Now it seems like the strategy has turned out to be a good strategy. Guess what? We've got a summit. We've got now negotiations when there haven't been for years. We've got North Korean's leader stepping into South Korea. We've got all kinds of talks about denuclearizing the peninsula. And who would have thought that would have been possible even a few months ago? Let's look at all the policies that we've had in previous administrations. All of them have failed. Appeasement has not worked. Jimmy Carter went there, said that they had gotten rid of nuclear weapons for Bill Clinton. Then, of course, we found out they had them. Barack Obama did absolutely nothing about North Korea. He left President Trump a tremendous problem. And of course, it threatened not just South Korea, but the United States and many other countries to have a nuclear power that was acting aggressively. So Donald Trump had a new strategy, acting tough, maximum pressure, talking about putting real sanctions against North Korea. Lo and behold, we saw a change in policy. Hostages were released, which was a tremendous benefit to the American people to see our people coming back home. No ransom was paid. They just came back due to the policies that I think were being enacted by this administration. Now this summit is very, very important because it could bring about peace in an area where we haven't really seen peace since the Korean War ended back in 1953. This is historic. Some are calling this the greatest foreign policy achievement since the end of World War II. And if this does happen, and we do see a historic agreement, and we do see nuclear weapons leaving that peninsula, then the Nobel Peace Prize Committee needs to add Donald Trump to the name of winners in the next award ceremony. They could make up for the mistakes that they made in giving the Nobel Peace Prize to Barack Obama 11 days after he took office for nothing. This would be really an award to recognize a true accomplishment for peace and one that all the critics said couldn't be done. So let's hope and pray it is successful. It's not only good for America, it really is good for the world.